Now these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean, to be his wife. And Isaac entreated Yahweh on behalf of his wife because she was barren, and Yahweh was moved by his entreaty. So Rebekah his wife conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is so, why then am I this way?" So she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." And her days to give birth were fulfilled, and behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came forth red, all over like a hairy garment, and they named him Esau. Afterward his brother came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. And the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a peaceful man, living in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he had an appetite for hunted game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob had cooked stew. And Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. Then Esau said to Jacob, "Please give me a swallow from the red stuff, this red stuff, for I am famished." Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am about to die, so of what use then is the birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First swear to me." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. So Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went away. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the previous famine that had occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech king of the Philistines. And Yahweh appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, dwell in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and to your seed I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. And I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and I will give your seed all these lands, and by your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham listened to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac lived in Gerar. Then the men of the place asked about his wife. And he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "My wife," thinking, "lest the men of the place kill me on account of Rebekah, for she is beautiful in appearance." Now it happened, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech king of the Philistines looked out through a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was caressing his wife Rebekah. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, surely she is your wife. How then did you say, 'She is my sister'?" And Isaac said to him, "Because I said, 'Lest I die on account of her.'" And Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might easily have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us." So Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And Yahweh blessed him, and the man became great and continued to grow greater until he became very great, and he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and many servants, so that the Philistines were jealous of him. Now all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines stopped up by filling them with earth. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are too mighty for us." And Isaac departed from there and camped in the valley of Gerar and settled there. Then Isaac dug again the wells of water which had been dug in the days of his father Abraham, but the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham, and he called them by the same names by which his father had called them. Then Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there a well of flowing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar contended with the herdsmen of Isaac, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Ezek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they contended over it also, so he called it Sitnah. Then he moved away from there and dug another well, and they did not contend over it, so he named it Rehoboth, and he said, "At last Yahweh has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land." And he went up from there to Beersheba. And Yahweh appeared to him that night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your seed, for the sake of my servant Abraham. So he built an altar there and called upon the name of Yahweh and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug out a well. Now Abimelech came to him from Gerar with his adviser, Ahuzzath, and Phicol the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you? Then they said, We see plainly that Yahweh has been with you. So we said, Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us cut a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of Yahweh. Then he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. In the morning they arose early, and each swore to the other. Then Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Now it happened on that day that Isaac's servants came in and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, We have found water. So he called it Sheba, therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. And Esau was 40 years old, and he took as a wife Judith the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and also Basemath the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they brought bitterness to Isaac and Rebekah. Now it happened that when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called his older son Esau and said to him, My son. And he said to him, Here I am. And Isaac said, Behold now, I am old, and I do not know the day of my death. So now, please take up your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare a savory dish for me such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die. Now Rebekah was listening while Isaac was speaking to his son Esau. Then Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring to Isaac. But Rebekah spoke to her son Jacob, saying, Behold, I heard your father speaking to your brother Esau, saying, Bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me, that I may eat and bless you in the presence of Yahweh before my death. So now, my son, listen to my voice as I command you. Go now to the flock and get for me 2 choice young goats from there, that I may prepare them as a savory dish for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall bring it to your father, that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death. Then Jacob answered his mother Rebekah, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, then I will be as a mocker in his sight, and I will bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, Your curse be on me, my son, only listen to my voice, and go, get them for me. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made a savory dish such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau her elder son, which were with her in the house, and she put them on Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. She also gave the savory dish and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. Then he came to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Rise up, please, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. Then Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because Yahweh your God caused it to happen to me. Then Isaac said to Jacob, Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob came near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, Are you really my son Esau? And he said, I am. So he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, that my soul may bless you. And he brought it near to him, and he ate. He also brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, Please come near and kiss me, my son. So he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his garments, and then he blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. Now may God give you of the dew of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and an abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened that as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had hardly gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. Then he also made a savory dish and brought it to his father, and he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And Isaac his father said to him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled exceedingly violently and said, "Who was he then that hunted game and brought it to me, so that I ate of all of it before you came and blessed him? Indeed, he shall be blessed." As Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me also, O my father." And he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." Then he said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times? He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" But Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him your master, and all his fellow brothers I have given to him as servants, and with grain and new wine I have sustained him. Now as for you then, what can I do, my son?" And Esau said to his father, "Do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." So Esau lifted his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall be your habitation, and away from the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and your brother you shall serve, but it shall be when you become restless that you will break his yoke from your neck." So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him, and Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob." Then the words of her elder son Esau were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called her younger son Jacob and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau is consoling himself concerning you by planning to kill you. So now, my son, listen to my voice, and arise, flee to Haran, to my brother Laban. Stay with him a few days, until your brother's wrath subsides, until your brother's anger against you subsides, and he forgets what you did to him. Then I will send and get you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these, from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?" So Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and commanded him and said to him, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel your mother's father, and from there, take to yourself a wife from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become an assembly of peoples. May he also give you the blessing of Abraham, to you and to your seed with you, that you may possess the land of your sojournings, which God gave to Abraham." Then Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. And Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take for himself a wife from there, and that when he blessed him he commanded him, saying, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob had listened to his father and his mother and had gone to Paddan Aram. So Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan were displeasing in the sight of his father Isaac, and Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife, besides the wives that he had. The Oracle of the Word of Yahweh to Israel by the hand of Malachi. "I have loved you," says Yahweh. "But you say, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother?" declares Yahweh. "Yet I have loved Jacob, but I have hated Esau, and I have set his mountains to be a desolation and his inheritance for the jackals of the wilderness. Though Edom says, 'We have been demolished,' but we will return and build up the waste places. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they may build, but I will pull down, and men will call them a territory of wickedness, and the people toward whom Yahweh is indignant forever. And your eyes will see this, and you will say, Yahweh be magnified beyond the territory of Israel. A son honors his father, and a slave his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the fear of me, says Yahweh of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name? But you say, how have we despised your name? You are presenting defiled food upon my altar. But you say, how have we defiled you? In that you say, the table of Yahweh is to be despised. But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? Please, bring it near to your governor. Would he accept you? Or would he lift up your face, says Yahweh of hosts? But now, entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to us. With this thing which is from your hand, will he lift up any of your faces, says Yahweh of hosts? Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the gates, that you might not light a fire on my altar in vain. I have no delight in you, says Yahweh of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense is going to be presented to my name, as well as a grain offering that is clean, for my name will be great among the nations, says Yahweh of hosts. But you are profaning it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its food is to be despised. You also say, behold, how tiresome it is. And you disdainfully sniff at it, says Yahweh of hosts, and you bring what was taken by robbery and what is lame or sick, so you bring the offering. Should I accept that from your hand, says Yahweh? But cursed be the swindler who has a male in his flock and vows it, but sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord, for I am a great king, says Yahweh of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations. And now this commandment is for you, O priests. If you do not listen, and if you do not set it upon your heart to give honor to my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings, and indeed, I have cursed them already because you are not setting it upon your heart. Behold, I am going to rebuke your seed, and I will spread refuse on your faces, the refuse of your feasts, and you will be taken away with it. Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may continue with Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him as something to be feared, so he feared me and stood in awe of my name. Instruction of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many back from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
Matthew 10:21-38. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name, but the one who endures to the end shall be saved. Whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. Amen, I tell you. You will never finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple to become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, and nothing hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in your ear, proclaim from the housetops. And do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them shall fall to the ground apart from your Father's consent. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, you are worthy of more than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father, who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father, who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring shalom on the earth. I did not come to bring shalom, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me isn't worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me, he isn't worthy of me.